Quick Charlie Sims looked across the table at the barrel of a Cock Derringer pistol in the tight fist of Dirk LeMaster. There'd been some serious cheating going on in this game. LeMaster had been dealing crooked all night, ever since the train pulled out of the St. Louis rail station. Quick Charlie Sims had only started cheating an hour or so ago, once he saw that LeMaster wasn't gonna let up until he'd broken everybody in the game.
You heard me, Simpson. I'm calling you a lousy card cheat.
And right you are, LeMaster. Was wondering just how clumsy I'd have to get before a fool like you would notice it.
LeMaster was taken aback by Sims' words, as were the other four faces around the table, except for C.B. Harrington.
You're right about him cheating, LeMaster. But he's cheating because I paid him to.
What is this?
Easy, gentlemen. His name is not Simpson. It's Charlie Sims. Perhaps you've heard of him?
What? Charlie Sims? You mean Quick Charlie Sims? Well, it makes no difference who he is. He's been cheating and I got every right to kill him.
I couldn't agree more, LeMaster. When a man cheats at cards, he deserves to be shot. Wouldn't you agree, Louisville Ike Woodson?
As Sims spoke, his left hand suddenly came up beside the man sitting beside him. Now another Derringer was in the game, this one in Sims' hand, cocked and pointing into Woodson's ear. The man beside him froze, his half-lens spectacles lying low across the bridge of his long nose.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I'm not Louisville Ike. My name is Morris, Jack Morris. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Sims kept the pistol in the man's ear.
You and I have a couple of things in common, LeMaster. We've both been cheating in this game, and we're both ready to kill a card cheat. You're ready to kill me, and I'm ready to kill your partner.
Partner? Sir, I swear to you, I'm Jack Morris. I've never seen Mr. LeMaster before in my...
Shut up, Louisville Ike. Difference between us, LeMaster, is that my Derringer has two shots in it. Yours isn't loaded.
You're out of your mind, Sims.
Oh? Well, then pull the trigger. Of course, when that hammer drops on an empty chamber, I'll put one bullet through Louisville Ike and the next one through you. Yep, I unloaded it for you a while ago. Remember when the train swayed? I fell against you on my way back out to relieve myself, then I fell against you again on my way back.
No, you didn't do that, Sims. Nobody's that slick. You're bluffing.
Suit yourself, then. Pull the trigger. Let's see who wins this hand.
Jesus, Dirk! Don't let him kill me here!
Shut up, Ike! All right, you smooth son of a bitch, I'm calling your bluff. Any last words?
Quick Charlie Sims only sat there staring, calm, cool, and silent.
I mean it, Sims. Here it goes.
For God's sakes, Dirk!
Dirk LeMaster clenched his teeth, his gun hand so tense that it started to tremble.
Oh, damn you, Sims.
Then, his pistol hand slumped to the table, and he let the Cock Derringer spill from it as if it weighed a ton. With his own Derringer still pressed into Louisville Ike's ear, Sims reached his free hand out and picked up the master's pistol.
Bad call, LeMaster. No wonder you have to cheat at this game.
Oh, you dirty son of a...
Dirk LeMaster leapt to the coat rack on the wall where his .45 caliber Colt stood in its holster, hanging from a peg.
Oh, hell!
Players, except for Sims and C.B. Harrington, scattered from the table. LeMaster spun with the big Colt.
You!
Then he slumped, with the empty gun hanging loose in his hand, watching Sims turn his Cock Derringer toward him.
Forgot to mention, I really did unload your Colt. Start running, LeMaster. You too, Louisville Ike, but leave those half-lens spectacles behind. We'll call them a keepsake.
After LeMaster and Louisville Ike had scurried out the door, Sims uncocked his Derringer, tossed it over to C.B. Harrington, and stood up, straightening his vest.
Now then, gentlemen, Mr. Harrington has been keeping count on the losses. What say we take back our shares and get down to some real poker playing?
C.B. Harrington had broken Sims' derringer open in his hand.
What? My goodness, Sims, this thing isn't loaded either.
Oh, that. Well, what can I say? I always seem to work better under pressure. Besides, those little pistols are dangerous. Imagine if one happened to go off in your trouser pocket. Ouch!
But, I mean, that is... You just...
There was never any danger. Oh, let's face it, gentlemen. If they understood the finer aspects of playing the game, they wouldn't have been cheating in the first place.